Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to the North Park Theater this morning. Ray Barker joining us live. A big weekend, especially yesterday at the North Park. Buffaloed, the movie, made its debut. Ray, good morning.
Good morning.
How did that go? Yesterday was the premiere, right?
We had a fantastic premiere. We had a great turnout for this movie that stars Zoe Deutsch as a kind of con artist trying to make as much money as she can and get out of the Queen City.
You know, we're so used to now hearing about movies filmed in Buffalo, but not often a movie about Buffalo. What did you think about the movie and how it kind of depicts things? Because the trailers seem like, I don't know, maybe not the best depiction of Buffalo, but still kind of fun to see some of our favorite things on the big screen.
Yeah, it's a bit of a caricature. I mean, it is harkening back to the Rust Belt, Steel City days. This is not the kind of modern Buffalo that we know with wonderful restaurants and a lot going on, but we've got a good sense of humor about ourselves, and in a way it shows us how far we've come.
You know, it's all about Buffalo, and it even has roots, like a Lockport native wrote it, right?
Yeah, the screenwriter is from Lockport, and he's a graduate of Nichols School right in the city. Brian Sacca is his name.
All right, and that's pretty cool that a local guy has a hand in this. It shouldn't be any surprise, the Buffaloed movie. You see a lot of Bill's things in the movie, a lot of things like that. How excited are people to come to Buffalo's theater to go see this?
We've had a lot of excitement from people. Zoe Deutsch did a wonderful little interview with Jimmy Fallon that people caught, and people are talking about Buffalo wings and scalping tickets before Bills games and so on. So there's a lot of relatable moments, and there's definitely a few times that people laugh.
Is this Brian Sacca's first film, Ray?
It's his first screenplay that got made into a film, for sure. Yeah.
All right. So he's got to be pretty excited about that.
Yeah, and we always like seeing local talent do well. I mean, it's the filming community in Buffalo has grown by leaps and bounds over the last 10 years. We have a lot of people who are, in important roles. And, Chris Marcus, who grew up in North Buffalo, not far from the theater, was the screenwriter of Avengers Endgame, the highest grossing film in the world. And, that's homegrown talent. So if you watch Captain America and saw his little reference to Buffalo when they were doing the Captain America tour, that's his little shout out to the city.
Yeah, well, pretty cool that Sacca family. I mean, you have one writing movies, the other the Shark Tank investor, the Uber guy, Chris Sacca. So that's pretty exciting to have those people with Buffalo roots. Hey, not the only movie showing at the North Park Theater. You guys are showing Parasite, too, which is getting a whole lot of buzz. I'm wondering what reaction has been to that and how many people are interested in seeing this movie. So much buzz after the Oscars. But also, a subtitle movie. Is it tougher to get people to go and see a movie that they have to kind of follow along, reading while trying to watch what action's going on the screen?
It's funny. A lot of people have no trouble whatsoever with subtitles, but for some, it's a barrier. But, they hear about how incredible this film is. It got released originally back in October and didn't make much of a splash, but then as awards season kind of built momentum and it won the Academy Award, everyone's like, hey, we gotta check this out. And we've been playing not only the original color version, but also the black and white version, which was just approved by the director. So the black and white version will play again on Wednesday if anyone wants to see it in that version.
Have you had good crowds for Parasite?
Yes, in fact, Parasite has made national news for how much money it has done post-Oscars. I think it's one of the films that's gotten the largest bounce out of an Oscar win.
You know, Ray, you can see it in a variety of different ways, but, I mean, really, is there any better way to see a movie, especially a movie that won Best Picture, other than the big screen?
Yeah, but you want a communal experience because everything that happens just is intensified. You know, when people are laughing, like with Buffalo, then the laughter is contagious. And, you know, when something is kind of a thriller and very odd, you can almost feel the tension. You know, we have the largest screen in Western New York, and we think that this is the way that movies should be seen, and we're very grateful that the community has been so supportive.
What are some of the other big events you have coming up at North Park?
We have Emma from Focus Features going to start March 6th, and we're also going to open Quiet Place 2, which, of course, was filmed in Buffalo, Western New York. This is the John Krasinski film that a lot of people are talking about. So we have a lot of great films coming up.
Yeah, a lot of interest in Quiet Place 2, so that's great to know. Now, Buffalo, I know it premiered yesterday, but there are more showings, right?
Yes. It's been held over for another week already. So people definitely can check it out for the next week and a half, even including next Thursday for sure.
Okay, good to know. Ray, thanks so much for joining us. That's Ray Barker with the North Park Theater, the movie Buffaloed, opening this past weekend. A little bit of a look. You know, so many movies filmed in Buffalo but aren't set in Buffalo. This one, kind of the opposite. A couple scenes here and there, but set in Buffalo, not necessarily filmed here. You know, funny to look at how maybe the outside world is viewing our city.
Right, and Parasite also showing there, too, the Best Picture Oscar winner.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.